A Heart for Revival. Day 4. One More Time. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Proverbs 25:11. Two quotes from chapter 4 resonated in my spirit as I read Revival Praying. I trust they will speak to you as well. One was from Samuel Chadwick. There is no power like that of prevailing prayer. Of Abraham pleading for Sodom, Jacob wrestling in the stillness of night, Moses standing in the breach, Hannah intoxicated with sorrow, David heartbroken with remorse and grief, Jesus in sweat of blood. Add to this list, from the records of the church, your personal observations and experience, and always this is a cost of passion unto blood. Such prayer prevails. It turns ordinary mortals into men of power. It brings power. It brings rain. It brings life. It brings God. Page 44. Moreover, of this I am fully persuaded, Ravenhill wrote. With a once-a-week prayer meeting, no church, here or in any other place, at this or any other time, is going to get us a heaven-born, spirit-operated revival. Page 51. Our prayer focus for today, Genesis 32:26. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." Don't let go today. Pray that prayer, you know, that prayer, one more time. The prayer you sometimes apologize for because you're asking it again. But there is no need to apologize. There is no need for an excuse. Weary the Father with your petition and pray until the burden leaves, either by spirit removal or answered action.